Today on Gardening in a Minute, sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes thrive in hot, humid climates and are known for their colorful and tasty tubers. Their flesh can be yellow, orange, or even purple. Sweet potatoes should be planted in the spring. Water them often and let them grow for about 4 months before harvesting. To help increase their sweetness, place harvested sweet potatoes in a dark, warm room for at least 2 weeks before eating. After that, store them in a cool, dry pantry. Nematodes can sometimes be a problem in Florida, so consider having your soil tested before you plant. Sweet potatoes are an excellent source of vitamin A and a good source of vitamin C. And while the word yam is sometimes used to describe the sweet potato, a true yam comes from a totally different plant. For more information on sweet potatoes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, poison ivy. In the spring, many people become active in their yards and gardens. Unfortunately, that often means an encounter with poison ivy. Poison ivy is a vine that grows in yards, along fences, and around trees, and usually has three leaflets that are slightly serrated. Contact with the oils found in poison ivy can cause painful, itchy blisters. You can encounter the oils by touching any part of the plant, or by touching animals or clothes that have come in contact with it. The telltale signs typically appear 24 to 72 hours after contact. Remove poison ivy from the landscape only when wearing gloves, which should immediately be washed separate from the other laundry. Finally, don't burn the plant because even the smoke can carry toxins. For more information on poison ivy and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bananas. Bananas are a popular and nutritious fruit, and they can be grown in many areas of Florida. Bananas are available in a number of varieties that vary greatly in plant size, fruit color, and taste. Plant bananas in fertile, moist soil where they'll enjoy warm temperatures and plenty of sun. Bananas are very sensitive to drought and cold. Be sure to keep your plants well watered and fertilize on a regular basis. With proper care, you should have mature fruit within a year or two. Harvest your bananas and use them in smoothies, breads, or desserts. They're a good source of vitamin C, B12, and potassium. And remember that bananas aren't just edible, they're also ornamental. They can bring a great tropical touch to any landscape. For more information about bananas, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cold hardy bromeliads. Bromeliads are exotic-looking plants that are often grown as houseplants, but did you know that certain varieties can be planted in the landscape, even in sections of North Florida? The most cold hardy bromeliads are those in the genus Puya. These spiky plants naturally grow in areas like the Andes, where they experience desert conditions and even snow. They're capable of surviving temperatures down to 20 degrees. Bromeliads with thicker leaves are often more cold tolerant, including many of the plants in the genus Dickia. Several species of Acmea, Nigellarium, and Vericia are also fairly cold hardy, but their tolerance will vary by variety. If you're ever in doubt about the hardiness of your bromeliads, cover them with a layer of frost cloth or a blanket to help protect them. For more information about bromeliads and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preventing and capturing runoff. Summer marks the start of Florida's rainy season, which can mean lots of water running through your landscape. This summer, do your part to prevent and capture stormwater runoff. One easy way to limit stormwater runoff is to avoid impervious surfaces. Instead, try using porous materials like gravel, mulch, or pavers for driveways, sidewalks, and patios. The plants you choose can also help capture water. Well-established turf grasses and ground covers will trap and filter rainwater. If you have a low area, plant a rain garden with plants that will help soak up the excess water. And rain barrels are a great way to capture the rain that falls on your roof. They'll also save you money by giving you free water to irrigate your plants with. For more information about stormwater runoff and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.